Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. That's a very powerful verse of scripture. And what's happening here in Joshua chapter 1, the leadership has changed over. Moses has now gone home to rest to be with the Lord. Joshua is now in leadership. God is speaking to Joshua and telling Joshua to be strong and of good courage. And he says it to him at least three times. And he's referring to the journey that Joshua is on. Everybody's on a journey, whether you want to admit it or not, you're on a journey. But he says to him, and this can be the challenge while you're on a journey, you can be challenged in your strength, you can be challenged in your courage. So I want to talk about those things for just a moment, because some of you need to understand, God will never send you on a journey without providing strength and without providing courage. He would never send you on a journey. And we're on a journey. I've been teaching on faith. Faith is for a journey. Faith is not to sit. Faith is to move forward. Faith is to move into those things that God has placed in us as a dream or a vision of the future. So that's what faith does for us. So number one, strength and courage has been commanded by God. As you go back to the first part of that scripture in Joshua 1 and verse 9, it says, have I not commanded you? So, and then he said, be strong and of good courage. He said, I commanded that. He said, I didn't ask. He said, I commanded strength. I commanded courage. So if strength and courage has been commanded by God, and as I was saying earlier, you have influence. God had the influence over strength. He said, be strong and have good courage. God has authority over strength. God has authority over courage. He said, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. So God puts a command on what we will need for our journey. So God puts a command on that. Now he commands it from the inside. Inside of you, and people are always looking to the outside, inside of you is strength, inside of you is courage. So God puts a command on what's inside of Joshua. So many people, especially, you know, I've seen, you know, a lot in these latter days, is when you put a challenge on what's in them, they shy away. No, God put a command. He said, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. I commanded. I am speaking to the courage that's in you. I am speaking to the strength that's in you. And I'm not talking to your head, because your head is what's talking you out of your strength and out of your courage. I'm talking to the part that I placed in you in Genesis chapter 1, as I elaborated on in verse 26. He said, I place courage in you. He said, I place strength within you. So I'm putting a command on what I place within you. God will never put a command on something that's not in you. He will never ask you to do something if he has not already made the investment in you. So God has made this investment in us, and he put strength in us, and he put courage in us. So when God gets ready for this transition in leadership, of this move to the next place, because he still has a people, but he has to appoint another leader. So what he does, he calls Joshua and puts a command on what he has invested in Joshua. If he had not invested it, he could not have spoken to it. So God now puts a command to be strong and of good courage. So he puts a command on strength. He puts a command on courage. And those things, if we're not guarded away from God, strength will come, courage will come. Because when there's a command, he was hearing the voice of God. You may be hearing the voice of Stephen Davis. So what I'm doing now through this I Am the One segment, I am only putting a command on what has been invested. That's all you can do. When I'm preaching, I'm only speaking to what I know exists. Now, you got to know what exists too, but I only speak to what is in existence. So strength is in existence, whether you want to identify with it or not. Strength is in existence. Courage is in existence, whether you want to acknowledge it or not. Now, because of who I am, if you speak to my strength, I'm going to get stronger. Because of who I am, and I know who I am, if you speak to my courage, I'm going to be encouraged. I'm not speaking to that intellectual part of you that just went through trauma. I'm talking to that part of you that God designed and placed within you as a seed of strength and as a seed of courage. Those things lie on the inside of you until they're spoken to. So God begins to speak to Joshua, and God begins to speak to that which he had placed in him. And what he has placed in him, he speaks to, and it's called strength, and it's called courage. So he said, be strong and of good courage. He said, do not be afraid or dismayed. I didn't put that in you. If that is there, it wasn't placed there by me. And I don't want to talk to you. So he said, do not be afraid. I don't want to talk to fear. I don't want to talk to, being dismayed is losing heart. So number two, don't be afraid or lose heart. Don't be afraid or lose heart. Don't be afraid or lose heart. So I'm not talking to you the fear, because fear is getting an eviction notice right now. I'm not talking about the heart that's dismayed, a losing heart, because it's getting an eviction notice. That those things may have tried to impose on Joshua, but those are not the things that God placed in Joshua. Now, let me elaborate just for a moment. There are things that God placed in us that are things that we inherited from our parents, okay? Stay with me on this. There are things that God placed in us, and there are things that we inherited from our parents. So if God placed strength and courage in me, and then I inherited fear and being dismayed or losing heart from my parents or my descendants, now what we have to do, because God is not talking to that part of me that's afraid, God is not talking to me concerning that part that's dismayed or losing heart. God's not talking to those. God is talking to my strength, and God is talking to my courage. When you come into the environment of senior leadership in the body of Christ, they're not talking to the fear in you. They're not talking to the dismayed or the loss of heart in you. They're talking to the investment that God has made in you. So when I start talking, I'm not talking to you from where you are and mentally. I'm talking to you where you are in heart. In heart, you have strength. In heart, you have courage. So he said, do not be afraid nor lose heart. Being dismayed, lose heart. Number three, the Lord is with you on your journey wherever you go. The Lord is with you on your journey wherever you go. The Lord is with you on your journey wherever you go. So he's telling them, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. On your journey, the Lord is with you. Now, why shouldn't I be afraid? Why shouldn't I be dismayed or lose heart? Because the Lord is with me. I had put this together last night. When I woke up this morning and I started to, get prepared this morning, the Lord spoke to me. He said, do not be afraid. He said, I am with you. Those words came out when I got up this morning. He said, I am with you. So if he is with you and you believe he is with you, fear and dismay cannot cohabitate with strength and courage. If you know that the Lord is with you today, give an eviction notice to fear and a dismayed heart or a loss of heart, because they don't cohabitate together. And he's speaking to Joshua, but he's speaking to you, because you can have a tendency to allow two totally different spectrums of words to cohabitate in your body. And one day you're strong enough to get cursed. The next day you're afraid and you're dismayed, because you're allowing something to live inside of you that should not cohabitate together. These are not things that cohabitate together. Oil and water doesn't mix. Fear and faith doesn't mix. So You got to know, number one, it should have said, if it would have said it like this, I think it would have been more helpful, but I'm going to read it like this. I'm going to read this in reverse. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed. Once you know that the Lord is with you, you have nothing to fear. And that's what he said. He said, I'm with you. You have nothing to fear. Once you know, and I'm not talking about thinking it. I'm talking about knowing it. And knowing the Lord is with you is not a speaking in tongues. Knowing the Lord is with you is not a church service. Knowing the Lord is with you is you moving on a journey, and there's nothing on that journey that will be able to defeat you. Not one thing on the journey that he has sent you on, because he's with you, not one thing, not one design thing will be able to defeat you. And there's no way. The Lord is with you. If the Lord is with you, and you know the strength of the Lord, because he had to take a portion of his strength and put it in you. Oh my God. He had to take a portion of his courage and put it in you. I need you to understand this. I need you to catch this before I start praying. Just like you have a portion of the weaknesses of your biological parents, you also, in creation, have the power of God through strength and courage that's placed in you. Your parents are only an example of what it is to carry the DNA. But then the God that created the other part of you that existed before you had flesh and blood, I don't want to get too deep, that part of you came with strength and courage. I had to find my way back home. This is what we call kingdom teaching. I found my way back home as an adult. I found my way to strength. I found my way to courage. I started evicting all the stuff that came with coming through the birth canal of my mom, all the weaknesses, all the fear, all the timidity, all that kind of stuff that came with that, because that was part of getting my earth suit. It took the tissues and the cells of their being to create me the second time. But I've gotten back to where God, the investment God made in me, and that was strength and that was courage. And he said, do not respond to the fear. Do not lose heart. Do not be dismayed. That's a part of those that participated in helping me to get you here, but that's not who you are. Oh my Jesus, that's not who you are. So God begins to speak to who he created Joshua to be. This is not Joshua. Joshua's biological father. They're mentioned, Joshua, son of Nun. But God starts to talk to him not like he's the son of Nun. God starts talking to him like he's the son of God. That's why that's how he starts it. And when he starts talking to him like his son, the strength, he starts speaking to the strength. He starts speaking to the courage. And when he starts speaking to what he created into what he was intimate with, then it awakens something in Joshua that through every battle, it could not be put out. Through every battle. He had battles. You're going to have battles on your journey. But when that strength has been awakened, when that courage has been awakened, no matter what comes your way, you know you got victory before it. And if there's a delay, when you go into halftime, you recalibrate yourself and you come out and you take territory on your second half. That's all that happens. If we're coming close to the end of football season, but things turn around in the locker room during halftime. You want to know why? Because somebody hears who they really are. I've never been in that conversation. I got to pray in just a moment. I've never been in that halftime conversation in the locker room. But I believe when you see a turn in the behavior and the conduct of the team and the attitude of the team, it's because of what was said in the locker room. What was said in the locker room has to do with calling out the identity of who that person really is. First half, you played like you were fearful and you were afraid and you lost heart. But during halftime in the locker room, let me remind you who you are. Let me remind you of what was spoken in you. Let me speak to that innermost part of you that was created a winner, that was created to be victorious, that was created to be more than a conqueror. Let me talk to that side of you, because when God started talking to that part of Joshua, that part of Joshua began to manifest when God started talking. So stop being passive. Let somebody speak with authority and call out strength and call out courage, and don't let anybody rub your back and make you fearful and afraid again. No. There's more in you than that. I got to pray. I'm getting all excited because I had people to speak to the strength in me and it came out. They spoke to the courage in me and it came out. And I don't let anybody speak over me that will cause me to be afraid, that will cause me to second guess God and be dismayed and lose heart. You're not going to speak into my life. I'm going to cut that conversation short, and I'm not going to worry about whether I'm nice or rude. I'm going to end that conversation as soon as I can, because I need someone to speak to the strength that God invested in me. I need someone to speak to the courage that God invested in me. And I don't want you talking about all the things of weakness that came from my parents. They were just participants in getting me in the earth so that I can function legally in the earth. So they provided the skin. They provided the nerves and in the cells. They provided muscles. They provided all that. Now that I'm here, I'm going to operate. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you this morning. I thank you for speaking to the strength that's in us. I thank you for speaking to the courage that's in us. Father, I thank you spoke so much to the strength in us and to the courage in us. Father, fear begins to lose its grip. It begins to pack its bags. It begins to vacate our space. Father, having a heart that fails, we will not have a heart that fails. We will not let any battle cause us to lose heart. Father, we engage again because we realize what you have invested in us, and what you have invested in us is greater than anything that was added to us as we were moving through the birth canal, coming into this universe, into this earth realm to function. You said you wanted us to rule, subdue, and have dominion. And if you want us to do that, you had to have put strength in us. You had to have put courage in us where we would not be afraid, that we will see things that were greater than us, but know that you have placed something in us that brings down giants. We thank you. We bless you on this morning, God, that you left nothing out. You place everything in us. And Father, we refuse to look outside of us, trying to find what you have placed on the inside of us. Father, all we need is someone to speak to it, just like you spoke to the strength that was in Joshua. You spoke to the courage that was in Joshua. I speak to the courage. I speak to the strength that's on the inside of the individuals that you've given me influence with. I cannot speak to what I don't have influence with, but I can speak to what I have influence with, because you had influence in Joshua's life and you were able to speak. And when you spoke, you woke up your investment. Father, wake up your investment in your people. Father, you placed things within them they have not yet tapped into. They have not even begun to use and utilize in this earth to give them great victory. Father, we thank you and we bless you that you did not leave anything out that we would need to walk through this earth victorious. You gave us everything that we need. Father, let there be a greater manifestation of what you have placed in us. Let there be a greater and greater manifestation of how that the things that derive from our parents, the fears All those things that derive from our parents, God, we break out of that now. Thank you. We do not make light of our parents. We do not disrespect our parents. We do not devalue our parents, but they gave us what we need. But now you're speaking to what we need right now. There are people under the sound of my voice that need strength right now. There are people under the sound of my voice that need courage right now. And that courage is not outward somewhere. Father, we activate the courage now. We activate the strength right now, just like you did in Joshua. God, you activated it because he was a great leader, because he had to take those people to their next place. So Father, you activated what you had placed in him. And Father, we see it in scripture. We see him walk in victory. We see him walk in strategy. We see him, God, come up with things and ways of gaining victory over every adversary. You gave him victory over every adversary. So we thank you for the investment. Father, the investment that you made in us, we realize that you thought so much of us that you invested in us, because you would never invest in anything that you did not feel carried value. And because you invested in us, you would dealt with us like we had 5 talents, so that you knew we would increase into 5 more that had 10. God, you knew those who had 2 talents. You knew if you invested in them, they would create another 2 talents. But God, the one you knew that would not do anything with it, you didn't invest. So we thank you for investing strength in us. We thank you for investing courage in us. And now we rise up. We rise up. We become very strategic in our movement. We plan out our day. God, we focus in on scripture that will cause us to be enlightened. We listen to voices that stimulate what already exists in us. And Father, we will not be neutralized. We will not be in a place of being dormant in our strength and dormant in our courage. Father, we rise up today, and we believe that we receive today, and we know that you're with us today. And Father, no matter where anyone who is under the sound of my voice will find themselves, Father, you said you were with them. Your word said you're with them. We rehearse it over and over again. Father, we're confident because we know that you're with us. And whatever we may be facing today has no power to overtake us, because it can't overtake you. And if it can't overtake you, it can't overtake us. Father, it can't have victory over us, because you are our victory. And you said that you're with us. Let us walk in the confidence. Let us walk in the light of understanding that you are with us. You said it. We didn't ask. You told us. And because you told us, we believe it, we receive it, and we walk in it today. And it's all a conscious choice. This is the time. This is the time that we now utilize what God invested in us. And he invested strength. He invested courage. And now we partake of what he invested in us. You not only put a tree inside of a seed, you put courage inside of a body, because you knew we would need it. You wanted us to produce. And everything has within itself what's going to be needed at the time that is needed. It's in us. Father, we bless you. Father, we honor you. Father, we thank you for thinking ahead and placing in us what we would need right now. Because you placed it in us, we utilize it. We know that you are with us, and we will not forget what you said, because you said it as well to us as you did to Joshua. So you saying, I am with you. Wherever you go, I'm with you. Amen. Amen. Wow. That settles it. That settles it. You have it in you. You use it. Watch God. He's with you. I don't care who said he wasn't. They were not telling the truth. He's with you. Now that you know he's with you, be strong. Be of good courage. Don't let fear overrule you. Don't be dismayed. Stay on the journey. Watch God do some amazing things. God bless you. We'll be in the sanctuary on tomorrow night. Man, it's going to be crazy up in there. I'm just telling you now, it's going to be crazy, crazy good. So if you can get to the house, a lot of things are going to happen. I'm transitioning into different, and I wouldn't say different. I'm evolving, put it that way. So you want to be in the house tomorrow night. You make sure you're in the service, that 10 o'clock service on Sunday. You make sure of that. You know, I don't care what you got going on. You need to counsel it. You need to get in. And one of these refresh churches, I know some of my sons are on, you know, you can't be there. But believe that what be on me, be on you. So when you start your service, the same manifestations that's going to be in our 10 o'clock service is going to be in your service. God bless you all. I love you all. Have a wonderful day. Know that the Lord is with you. Don't ever doubt it again. Don't doubt it again. The only reason you're still here is because the Lord's with you. And if he can keep you alive, he can keep you victorious. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
If you're ever in the Birmingham area, we'd love to see you. Stop by, because everyone is welcome at Refresh Family Church. It's full of friendly people, a warm atmosphere, and a powerful word. Our service times are Sundays at 9 a.m. or our empowerment service on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We're located at 117 12th Court Northwest in Birmingham, Alabama. We'll see you soon at Refresh. Want to find out more about Apostle Stephen A. Davis? Well, log on, because StephenADavis.org is now live. That's right, log on to StephenADavis.org now and you can find out all about him. Watch live broadcasts and get all the information you need at StephenADavis.org. Available on all platforms. Log on today. Refresh Family Church. As we worship together, remember our five goals: serving the needs of families, reaching the lost, equipping the saints, reaching the nations, and transferring to generations. At Refresh Family Church, we're more than just a church. We're a nation. To find out more, log on to StephenADavis.org. We'll see you next time.